This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. Today, we're learning about rehabilitating playa wetlands on national grasslands and how that can help migrating birds. Playas are those shallow and ephemeral ponds we see after rainfall. Some dry up within days. Others contain water for weeks or months. Some ranchers and ag producers in the past dug deep pits at the lowest point of the playa, thinking the water would collect and remain available longer for cattle or irrigation. But those pits also reduce its ability to provide food and habitat to birds and other wildlife.
Then when the water is concentrated, it doesn't allow the wetland vegetation to grow, which is of great benefit to wildlife.
Christopher Roustet is Playa Lakes Joint Venture Conservation Delivery Leader.
What you wind up getting is more of a water desert in the middle of this, what should be a beautiful wetland oasis.
Those playas, those pitted playas devoid of plants migrating birds like to eat, become worthless to those hungry commuting birds.
When migrating waterfowl or shorebirds or other wetland birds are flying, they're looking for wetlands.
Ann Bartis Savage is Conservation Science Director for Playa Lakes Joint Venture.
What attracts them to a particular area is that there's a lot of wetlands. So then it looks like, wow, there's a lot of food down there. I could probably fuel up really fast. And if there's a lot of wetlands that are very close to one another, then you don't have to fly very far to get to the next place that might have a lot of food.
Sort of a stepping stone effect. Many playas on federal grasslands in southeast Colorado, southwest Kansas, New Mexico, and the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles have pitted playas. There's a cooperative effort underway to rehab playas to give migrating birds that stepping stone effect. Angela Safranik is a rangeland management specialist with the U.S. Forest Service in Pueblo.
It's not just the federal government doing something in isolation. We're working with Playa Lakes Joint Venture. All of those people working together is what's going to make this be a successful project.
In 2015, the partners began a project to fill pitted playas on the Comanche National Grassland south of La Junta in Springfield, Colorado, and the Kiowa National Grassland in northeast New Mexico.
We started doing this on the Kiowa National Grassland last year and restored 4 pitted playas. That generated then the idea of going across a much larger piece of the world and doing a bigger scale. Starting this spring, we're putting the permits and environmental assessments and archaeological surveys in place. We're hoping to do the contracting and get the work done before the summer monsoons.
Restored playas mean shallow water will return. When that happens, plants used to growing in that environment will burst forth, providing seeds the birds like, and attracting insects, a good source of protein.
Often when birds are migrating, they don't necessarily stay just one night and then move on. Sometimes they stay for a few days or even a couple weeks, depending on the weather, how much food is available, how fast they're able to refuel and things like that. So if there's a lot of wetlands, that looks like a lot of food, and that looks like a great place for me to go and just eat a lot really fast and get fat again before moving on to the next place.
Perhaps you're a producer or a rancher with a pitted playa on your land. Contact your USDA Service Center and ask how you can restore your playa through the USDA Continuous Conservation Reserve Program or a Wetlands Reserve Easement, and how the Environmental Quality Incentives Program can help set up alternative water sources for livestock. Playa Country, made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures and a grant from the Wildlife Conservation Society's Climate Adaptation Fund, which was established by a grant from the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation. On the web at Playa Country, PLAYA, playacountry.org.